This is Dr. Oliveros dictating for February the 14th, 2022. The name of the patient is Luisa Simmons. The last name is S-I-M-M-O-N-S Simmons. First name L-U-I-S-A, Luisa. Clinical case. Of an 85-year-old patient of Dr. Wood, W-O-O-D, who was referred to this office because of CKD stage 3. The patient has evidence of diabetes mellitus that has been present for a long time. Period of compliance with the medications has been questionable. She says that she stopped using the glipizide ER along with the Treceva. The hemoglobin A1C was reported at 9.6. The laboratory workup showed that the patient has a serum creatinine of 1.26 with an estimated EFR of 39 mL per minute. And the patient has a proteinuria that is around 500 milligrams in 24 hours, period. The most likely situation is that the patient has nephrosclerosis associated to diabetes mellitus and arterial hypertension, period. This patient is the ideal patient. To be started on SGLT2 inhibitor. However, there is evidence of urinary tract infection that is resistant to several antibiotics. Period. The patient today is feeling weak, tired, and she seems to be depressed. There is evidence of dehydration. The intake is decreased, and the patient continued to take diuretics. The instructions were given that she is supposed to maintain a body weight of 155 pounds. She is to liberalize the fluids, and take the diuretics only if the body weight is above 155 pounds. Meanwhile, the recommendation is to increase the sodium intake with this new finding, period. Number two, hyponatremia. This hyponatremia could be related to elevated blood sugar. Or the administration of diuretics. In any event, a hyponatremia by itself has a increased morbidity. We are going to control the blood sugar and put her back on the medications that she was supposed to take. Following numbers, diabetes mellitus is out of control. Diet was emphasized and the need to take the glipizide, 2 tablets in the morning, and take the Treceva 20 units subcutaneously in the morning. Period. Following number, urinary tract infection, is an E. coli that is resistant to cephalosporins.
Okay, so she's
quinolones. The patient is showing a sensitivity to. Tetracycline. And for that reason, we're going to give doxycycline 100 milligrams BOVID. And we are going to ask the patient to be followed by Dr. Wood regarding this bacteria. Following number, anemia, hemoglobin is 11. The iron saturation is just 20%. At this point, the ideal situation would be the administration of iron, but we are going to be conservative thinking in the pill burden that the patient does not like. Period.
She said
she read the label on the right office and it says do not take with. Nevertheless, anemia continued to be a comorbidity. This patient needs a very close follow-up. We're going to see follow her in 6 weeks.
Yeah.